Describe a science subject that you are interested in. 1. Why do some children not like learning science at school? Well, not everyone likes science. I mean, people have different tastes. It depends on what they are naturally good at. Some children like music more than science because they like rhythms and melodies. Plus, science can be kind of tricky to learn. There are some difficult concepts, like learning about how cells work in biology. Some students struggle to understand abstract concepts like that. So, they really don't like learning about science. 2. Is it important to study science at school? Yes! Studying science in school is really important because it helps us understand the world we live in today. For example, we use smart devices a lot every day. To use these things well, we should have a good understanding of subjects like computer science. Plus, some people say you can be successful without knowing science. But times are changing. With more robots and computer programs doing jobs, understanding science can help you get a job in the future. So learning science is a big deal. 3. Which science subject is the most important for children to learn? I believe all science subjects are important, but biology is probably the best one for children to learn. Biology is the study of life. By studying this subject, you can learn about the human body, plants, animals, and more. For example, children learn about how plants grow. They also study how humans have children. I think that's much more important than learning the names of elements in the periodic table. 4. Should people continue to study science after graduating from school? No, not if they don't want to. Everyone should be allowed to pursue their own career. Science is important in our lives, but you don't need it for every job. So, if people are going to study something like business or art, then it shouldn't be a requirement. Plus, these kinds of students probably aren't interested in science. They shouldn't have to keep studying it if they don't want to. 5. If middle and high school students don't enjoy studying the science subject, should they still continue learning it? Please provide reasons and examples. I suppose that in middle school and high school, students should continue to study science, even if they don't find it interesting. The main goal of basic education is to make sure everyone has some knowledge in all subjects. Plus, you can't always trust younger students to choose what is best for them. A lot of them may have a negative attitude. Some might not like math and science, but as they grow older, they learn to appreciate the value of these subjects. 6. Do art students need to study science? I think it depends. Someone who is majoring in art at a university level should not have to study science. It makes more sense for them to focus only on art. Scientific studies might not be beneficial to their art. But at the primary school and high school levels, everyone should have to study science. After all, everyone should have a basic understanding of all of the subjects. It's important for kids to try a lot of different things in order to discover their passions. 7. How do people get to know about scientific news? Well, it really depends on who you are. If you're a scientist or a researcher, you probably read scientific journals. That's where you would get the news. Students studying science can also learn about scientific news this way. But if you're an average person who isn't connected to science, you might not find out this news at all. Or you might hear about it through news on TV or in the newspaper. 8. Should scientists explain the research process to the public? Yes. If scientists is proving something, they should explain this to the public. Scientists might think that regular people don't want to know the process. They may assume that regular people won't understand the process. But scientists can also tell us important things. For example, if they are explaining the effects of a virus, it's important to show evidence. If scientists don't explain the research process, it's hard to know if they are being honest about the findings. 9. What qualities do you think scientists should possess? Scientists need to be curious about life and the world. This is probably the most important thing. Without curiosity, we definitely wouldn't have inventions or the advancements in technology that we have today. For example, if Marie Curie wasn't interested in learning, we wouldn't have some important medical tools like X-rays. Scientists also need to be creative. If they only think one way, their research would be limited. So being curious and thinking differently are key for scientists. 雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。